Welcome to At the Library with your host, Diane Barker, local author and conference speaker. For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com.
We've been talking with Becky Harling, speaker, author, mentor, and lover of Jesus. Her latest book is Psalms for the Anxious Heart, a 30-day devotional for uncertain times. Becky, welcome back to At the Library.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Diane.
Well, we've talked about some of your books and your ministry encouraging women to live in hope despite life's challenges, and your family has had your share. I want you to tell us, you have four adult children, and your children have faced some challenges as they've been trying to grow and build their families. Tell us that story. Tell us a little bit about your children and the struggles they have gone through.
Yeah, well, our kids, Steve and I always say that our kids are the best part of us, and they really are evidence that God is gracious no matter what you do as a parent, because we really didn't know what we were doing as parents. But God was faithful, and the kids are all walking with the Lord, for which I'm extremely thankful. But in the year 2014, each family went through some horrific circumstances. Each family had, three of the families had each had one child, and then one of the families had adopted a boy. And then the girls really wanted to get pregnant. And so they got pregnant in each family, our four girls, so three girls and one daughter-in-law. And between May of 2014 and September 2014, we lost five babies to miscarriages. One of my daughters literally had two miscarriages. You know, Steve and I had just come back from Africa when all this happened, and we were so on fire for the Lord, and we were wanting to leave this really godly legacy. Steve is a third-generation missionary, and the miscarriages, Diane, felt like an all-out attack from the enemy. And I just remember one day getting on my knees, just sobbing before the Lord, saying, Lord, this is too much for my kids. And yet God kept asking me to trust him with the girls. So the girls continued to press into the Lord, for which I'm thankful. This is the best part of the story. In 2015, the beginning of 2015, it was January, and our youngest daughter was leading worship at a really large missions conference. So there was like 2,000 to 3,000 people there. And on stage, all of a sudden, she began to sing to the Lord a new song. And it was a song the Holy Spirit was giving her in that moment. And in that moment, the Lord spoke to me and said, Becky, 2015 is going to be the year of the new song for your girls. And the Holy Spirit spoke the same thing to my daughter that was on stage and to another one of my daughters. Well, that afternoon, we found out my daughter-in-law was pregnant. Later that week, we found out that the daughter that was singing on stage was pregnant. A week later, we found out my other daughter was pregnant. And 2 weeks later, we found out my other daughter was pregnant. And so those kids were all born within weeks of each other. And we affectionately call them the quads. And they're all 4.5 years old now, and they're a force to be reckoned with.
I'll bet so. Oh, my goodness. And don't you have a brand new set of twins as well, the twin grandbabies?
Yes, we do. So that my one daughter, she has now five boys. So she has a 10-year-old, she has a 6-year-old, and then she has a 4-year-old, one of the quads, and then they just had identical twin boys right in the middle of this COVID season.
Oh, my. Well, you know, just as you were talking, I was just trying to relate to that whole time. In fact, that's about the time that I first met you. And I remember that I was one of a multitude praying for you and for your family during all that time. You know, it's one thing to deal with your own disappointment. But when your child hurts, it's devastating. How did all of you cope with just the heartbreak?
You know, it was really, really hard. And I feel like the Lord reminded me over and over again, Becky, you cannot protect your kids from going through hard things. And I think as a mother, that's one of the biggest challenges we face, right? The Lord was saying, Becky, just as I've strengthened you through the hard things you've gone through, I'm going to strengthen your daughters and your daughter-in-law through the pain that I'm allowing them to walk through, because they've gone through hard times together and they pray for each other. They encourage each other. They did a lot of grieving together, but they also chose to praise God in spite of their suffering. And I think that that's key.
Yes, yes. So now, do your children live near each other?
Yes, they do. So Steve and I live in Colorado Springs. Two of the families live here in Colorado Springs. One lives about an hour away in Denver. One lives in California, but they actually are going to be moving here in November.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're together a lot as a family.
Yes. Well, tell me some of the things that the Lord taught you through that whole experience, because a lot of people have dealt with the problem of infertility and accepting that and still going on to live a full life. And, of course, in your situation, God did honor these families with children. But tell me some lessons that you learned and that your family learned through that time.
Yeah, you know, Diane, I really learned in a renewed way that God's ways are higher than ours, and God doesn't always make sense to us. You know, we really like neat and tidy answers when it comes to God and suffering and pain. And God doesn't always offer those to us. What he does do is he promises to be with us in the pain. You know, one of my favorite stories is the story of Lazarus, where Jesus comes, and he, from a human perspective, he comes too late because Lazarus is dead. Mary and Martha are both distraught. And their answer is, hey, if only you had been here, you could have saved him. And you didn't. Why didn't you? You know? And Jesus stands there knowing that he's going to raise Lazarus from the grave in a few minutes. And he stands there with tears streaming down his face. And I love that story because it reminds me that when life is falling apart, Jesus crawls into our suffering and sorrow, and he weeps with us. And I need a Jesus who can weep with me.
Yes, I love that picture. Yes, because sometimes we do feel so alone and sometimes feel that God really doesn't know or doesn't care. And if he did, you know, why would he not be doing something about this? Why wouldn't he be changing things and making life better? Let's talk now about some of your other books. Who Do You Say I Am? A Fresh Encounter for Deeper Faith. And this is just a fairly recent book, just a couple of years old. Tell us about this book and why you wrote it.
Yeah, that book is a Bible study. I really love opening the Word of God and teaching people how to get into the Word. And so that book is a Bible study that looks at all the I Am statements of Jesus. And it's great if you're going through a crisis of faith and you're just screaming, Lord, show me who you really are. And you can go through these I Am statements of Jesus and dig into the Word, because Jesus defines himself very clearly in Scripture. And so that's a great Bible study for anybody looking to go deeper with Jesus.
Well, and I'm intrigued by this one, Freedom from Performing.
It's a book that bases the idea that we are loved and accepted by God due to his grace rather than our performance. It goes through some teaching from different women and life stories, my own life, and it points the reader through the parables of Jesus.
Okay, and this one, Rewriting Your Emotional Script. Now, you mentioned that earlier. Tell me about that book, because I think a lot of us carry emotional baggage. So talk about that one.
Yeah. As kids, we can't edit the messages we receive, so we receive all of those messages as truth. But as adults, we need to look back at the messages we received, both about ourselves and about God. And God calls us to rewrite our emotional script based on the truth that's found in his Word. You know, Paul said that we are to become renewed in our mind in Romans 12. And the So what this book does is it shows readers the path to lay aside the old baggage and live in the truth of who God says you are.
So how do you begin to overcome a very bad past? Because you had to do that.
Yeah, I did. You know, I think for a lot of people in Christian circles, they're afraid of counseling. And they think, oh, I don't want all that psychobabble. Well, I am a firm believer in counseling. In fact, the book of Proverbs says that there's wisdom in many counselors. And so I think, you know, if you have a lot of emotional baggage, get some therapy, find a godly mentor who can pray over you, cling to Scripture, the truth of Scripture, and learn the power of praising God in spite of what you're walking through. That's how I got through it. And I always say, hey, if God can heal me, he can heal anybody.
Okay. Well, so what else are you working on? Now, you mentioned that you do have a new book coming out, I guess, within the next year. Tell us just a little bit more about that and then what you have in mind after that.
Yeah, I have two books that will come out over the next 12 months. So the first book will come out in January of 2021, and it's called How to Listen So Your Kids Will Talk. And so that's a book teaching parents to connect with their kids by learning how to truly listen to them. A lot of times parents have a lot to say, right? It's make your bed, brush your teeth, wash your face, take a shower, clean up, you know. But what if you switched your focus to really listening to your child's heart, so that you could form that deep connection with your child? So that's what that book's about. That comes out in January. And then in June next year, The Extraordinary Power of Praise comes out. And that's a Bible study of the Psalms. And I'm really excited about that, too.
Well, great. So now, what are you doing during this time of isolation? You're, I'm sure, not speaking very much. Are you mostly writing, enjoying your family? What else?
I am writing. I am enjoying my family. I also am doing quite a bit of coaching. And so if any of your listeners are interested in coaching, please contact me at my website, BeckyHarling.com. So I primarily offer two types of coaching. The first is for those who want to write or learn to communicate more effectively. So I am a writer's coach. I also am a coach for those that want to go deeper in their walk with the Lord. That's the way I describe it. You know, if you're having a struggle during this season because of COVID, because of anxiety or fear or depression, I offer coaching that shows you how to really firmly root your faith in Jesus Christ and go deeper with him. And I offer leadership coaching. So really three types of coaching. I often will come alongside of leaders, Christian leaders, and just journey with them to grow stronger in their leadership and in their love for Christ.
Well, before we close, could you just give us a few hints about how to go deeper with the Lord?
Absolutely. You know, we don't like the word discipline. And I understand that, you know, but if you're going to get your body in shape, you have to go to the gym, right? Or you have to take on some form of physical activity, or you might have to watch what you eat. And those are all forms of discipline. And our spiritual disciplines are not meant to be legalistic, but they're meant to create in us a deeper thirst for God and for who he is. And so some of the disciplines I exercise are, you know, absolutely praise. I praise God every day. I get into the Word. I take a long prayer walk every day. In the evening, my husband and I write down three blessings every evening that we're thankful for. And then as I lay my head on the pillow at night, I thank the Lord for his faithfulness through the day. So those are just some of the ways that I go deeper with the Lord. In my coaching practice, I have a number of different techniques to help people.
Becky Harling, it has been a delight talking with you today.
For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email us at whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com. For more information about the host, Diane Barker, visit DianeBarker.com. Join us again next time for At the Library.